hospital on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says this as global concerns grow on the fate of hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced civilians inside.
Witnesses said the troops were searching its rooms and basement. Gaza Health Ministry said premature babies are being transferred from their incubators to another area in the hospital that still had some electricity. This video, released by Gaza Health Ministry on Wednesday, showed the aftermath of an Israeli strike. Medics were trying to evacuate patients from a ward hit by shelling. Al-Shifa Hospital has become the main target of the ground operation by Israeli forces, who say Hamas fighters have the beating heart of their operations in a headquarters in tunnels beneath it. Hamas denies this.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. One of President Biden's aims during today's meeting with China's leader is improving military relations.
A dozen years ago, ties between the Pentagon and Beijing were getting better.
Our military relationship is on a more positive trajectory.
That was Defense Secretary Robert Gates 2 years before China's top defense official visited Chuck Hagel at the Pentagon.
The general and I affirmed the importance of maintaining open channels of communication.
But relations have deteriorated, and the Pentagon's worried about a lack of communications with China amid a rise in incidents between their ships and aircraft. Today, the two presidents are expected to agree on restoring regular military-to-military communications, which the U.S. views as key to maintaining a peaceful Indo-Pacific region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Wednesday his government will introduce emergency legislation that will confirm that Rwanda is a safe country after the Supreme Court ruled that the plan to send asylum seekers there was unlawful. The Prime Minister said, quote, "We will take the extraordinary step of introducing emergency legislation." In the United States, Senate Democrats may have found a way around a senator's blockade of military confirmations. Here's VOA's Alexis Strope.
Senate Democrats have moved to temporarily change Senate rules and confirm hundreds of military nominees. It's an attempt to maneuver around a blockade by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over a Pentagon abortion policy. The Senate Rules Committee voted 9-7 on Tuesday to approve a resolution that would allow the Senate to confirm groups of the military nominees at once, tweaking the rules through next year to allow votes that normally require consent from all 100 senators. The Senate has traditionally confirmed large batches of military officers together, but one objection can upend that process. The resolution will now head to the Senate floor for a vote. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Vietnamese authorities arrested a prominent parliamentary official on suspicion, they say, of links to an extortion racket. That's according to the Ministry of Public Security on Wednesday. It happened while there was a UN representative on human rights visiting the country. The arrested Liu Binh-Yang, an outspoken former member of the National Assembly in Vietnam, and he currently is deputy chair of a parliamentary committee, was arrested Tuesday night, known for occasionally expressing critical opinions about government officials. His detention coincided with a visit to Vietnam by a UN Special Representative of Human Development, Sura Diva.
And I also feel that the law has been used selectively to target certain human rights defenders, climate activists, or environmental human rights defenders.
When asked about Nguyen's arrest, Diva said he'd not been informed of that, but the government, he said, should not use the law as a device to target certain people because of their political or religious views. UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador David Beckham traveled to India this week to meet children and adolescents, including girls who are bringing about change and innovation in their communities, and young women who have overcome barriers to help close gender gaps. During his four-day visit, included to the Western Indian state, Beckham saw firsthand how UNICEF is helping. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.